to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, October 21st, 2018.
I am sometimes accused of picking hymns that are dirges, and that solemn hymn that we just sang is really set for Holy Week, the Passion of Christ. Why did we sing it today? Because our lessons today are really all about the role of Jesus as the suffering servant. We have that wonderful story from the gospel today. James and John, who would fit right into our modern world because they have signed up with Jesus almost like because they were told they could get ahead, you know, some kind of marketing pitch. And they have a PR agent who said, now, when you are with him, you know, maximize your time and make sure that you get ahead of the rest of them. It's a competitive kind of business mindset environment that we are so used to because it's the way our culture, our economy operates. We're supposed to maximize our potential, take advantage of opportunities, and become successful according to worldly standards. There's nothing wrong with that. It's the way our Western capitalist system works. It's dynamic. It produces wonderful growth and wealth. You know, bad companies are driven out by good companies through this competition. Good companies driven out by great companies, and everyone benefits. But there is a note of tension, I think, when we come up against the economy of God and the way the kingdom of God is supposed to work. And James and John run smack into this conflict because they're all about getting ahead. Jesus, now we've been following you and I think we're doing all the right stuff, so I want to make sure that we get to be in the positions of glory when the payoff comes. You know, all this wandering around and healing and teaching is fine, but we know there's a payoff coming and we want to be there for that to cash in. And Jesus, I'm sure, smiled at them because he loved them. And he said to them, you have no idea what you're asking for. When I talk about baptism, you know what that baptism is? That's the baptism of fire. That's my death. And you know what? By following me, you're walking right into that same oppressive structure. You're going to suffer for following me. There's no glory at the end. There's the suffering servant. That's you've kind of missed the whole thing. And I'm sure they scratched their heads and said, what? The suffering? What? What? Well, I thought we were climbing up a ladder, and now you're telling me we have to climb down the ladder. I was thinking a lot about this weekend because, as many of you know, I'm on the diocesan search committee for our next bishop. So we've been doing a lot of thinking about what kind of leadership we want. We've done surveys, and we've done listening sessions around the diocese, and what keeps coming up is that we hope for a servant leader. What does that mean? That is exactly what this gospel is talking about. It's the way Jesus modeled himself as a leader, the servant leader who lays down his life for the community. Now, we're not asking for a bishop who's going to die for us, right? That's kind of extreme. And I was thinking about this. I was asked to reflect on this yesterday by our chaplain, and I said, you know, for me it's kind of a spectrum. If you think about great leaders you've known and horrible leaders you've known, great bosses you've had and horrible bosses, there's a whole range of behaviors from complete narcissism on the one hand. Have you ever worked for a complete narcissist? Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of them, okay. And it's so difficult because nothing you do ever gets really noticed. It all serves the ego of the person in charge. That extreme case, it's so demeaning to be working for someone like that because you can just do everything possible for the good of the company, for the good of the customers, and it just feeds the ego of the person in charge. Never trickles down. On the other hand, you can have the kind of suffering servant, the kind of leader who truly is a martyr like they're just going to kill themselves. We see this in social service agencies sometimes, people who just expend themselves. I had a guy who was a social worker in my congregation, and he was completely burnt out because his way of being a servant leader was to do everyone else's job in addition to his own and just martyr himself. I don't think that's the best ideal either. Somehow we have to live in this tension of being able to take care of ourselves, right? We all have needs, we have egos, we have all this stuff, and yet at the same time be willing to set that aside for the good of the community. I think Jesus is inviting us to think about this. I think it's the consistent witness of the scripture that we should be about serving others, right? This wonderful passage from Isaiah. Isaiah the prophet is talking about Israel as God's suffering servant. All those scriptures, those passages just echo and resound as we think about the life and ministry of Jesus. Later on, the church reflects on Jesus, and the writer of Hebrews talks about Jesus as the high priest who is entitled to all glory, the Son of God, the one and only high priest, and yet was able to lay that aside for the good of the world, for the sake of people who had sinned. Even though he had never sinned, he was willing to take the punishment for those who had. The suffering servant, the servant leader. What does it mean for us as we try to follow Jesus? Because we have all these earthly responsibilities. We're trying to get ahead in whatever line of work we're in. We're trying to do our best as spouses and parents. We're trying to save for retirement, you know, build up that 401k. We're trying to save for college and maybe help the grandkids with their college. We're trying to do all this stuff. And Jesus is very unhelpful with us, I just want to say, because he says, sell all you have and give it to the poor. What do you mean give it to the poor? What about all these responsibilities? I think we're caught living in the tension of living in the world with all of its obligations, responsibilities, and duties, with all of its seductive pulls towards having more and being more and doing more. We're caught in the tension of also following Jesus and being willing to be servants. And I want to invite us just to live in that tension. I don't think, personally, there are a lot of easy answers for how to do this. St. Francis, yes, he stripped off all his clothes in the town square and lived a life of poverty. Okay, St. Francis was one perfect example. But what does it mean in our real lives to try to follow Jesus and to be servant leaders in the arenas where we find ourselves? What does that look like? What might we have to change? What might we have to take on? How might we reflect on our attitudes towards the people around us, our connectedness to our neighbors, to our communities, to our nation, to the world, to the environment? How might we be called by God to take a step towards being more of a servant of God's kingdom and God's people and God's world?